It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. On today's ship schedule, we have 4 inbounders, we have 5 outbounders, and we have 4 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, Wahoo, we have high pressure building over the Northeast Pacific, and that means probably sunshine, and they're using the word summer in the forecast, as I said yesterday. I'm a little giddy. Typical summer pattern of increasing northerly winds and some choppy seas through Wednesday, but it looks like, for those of us on land at least, it might be some nice weather. We have a small craft advisory in effect through this evening, and north winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20, wind waves from the north, 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, northwest swells, 4 feet at 11 seconds. And today we're going to be talking about options for rescue if you get in trouble on the water. How do you call for help? We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We've got the ATB Vision coming into the river this morning. She's actually already here, past Astoria inbound from Anacortes at about 4:30 a.m., headed for Portland. She should be there by about 10:30 a.m., and she is carrying refined petroleum. Another ATB rig, that's articulated tug and barge rig. The tug and the barge are attached together with a big hydraulic hinge, and the tug is behind the barge, pushing. So the Gulf Reliance, she's another ATB, arriving from Anacortes, also headed for port westward. That's Klatskanai. She's handling a cargo of ethanol. So she also passed Astoria early, about 4:30 a.m., probably got to Klatskanai by about 7 a.m. And the SM King Dao is arriving from Seattle, headed for Portland. She's a container ship passing Astoria around 10:30 a.m. in Portland by about 4:30. And the Astoria Bay is arriving from Alaska, headed for Portland. She's a dry bulk carrier. Cement is her cargo. And she will pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m. and be in Portland by about 5:30 p.m. In outbounders, we have the Pan El Dorado leaving Calama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 2 a.m. She probably passed Astoria outbound around 7 a.m. And if you'd like to see the rest of today's Columbia River ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program. So, the weather is getting nice finally, and people will be out on the water in various kinds of watercraft, everything from kayaks to motorboats to sailboats. So I want to take a few minutes and just remind everyone what their options may be if they're on a boat that gets in trouble on the water and maybe they need to call for help. It's really not uncommon for people to need to be rescued here in the Pacific Northwest region. I believe the statistic locally here for our area Coast Guard station is that they respond to over 300 SAR, or search and rescue calls, every year. That's close to one per day. Some of those are commercial fishing boats that run into trouble in the course of doing their work at sea. Many are recreational boaters who also run into problems and need help. If you are on a boat and need to call for help, you likely have 3 options. One is to call 911 on your cell phone. Another is to use a VHF radio to call the Coast Guard on channel 16. A third and more expensive, but worth every penny of investment in my humble opinion, is something called an EPIRB. So let's go over these because it's important to know what each of these devices can and cannot do for you and what you can expect if you use one to call for help on the water. The most obvious and most simple, because almost everybody has one, is to use your cell phone. While you might be able to get help eventually using your phone, and it's certainly better than nothing, it's not really your best option in this situation, and response will likely take longer than with your other options that I'm talking about here. Here's why a cell phone may not be enough to get you rescued fast if you're out on the water. Cell phone towers are generally pointed to cover land areas, and they do not point out to sea. So if you are offshore, or perhaps even in a lake or on the river, depending on the terrain and your location, tower coverage could be uneven. So you could end up not being able to make a call. In situations where you can get through to 911, the very first thing they will ask you after determining what your emergency is to tell them exactly where you are. Now, if you've ever been out on the water, you know that places, even familiar ones, can look very different than they do on land. So the chances of you being able to tell a dispatcher exactly where you are, they may be slim. With a cell phone, you can only call 911, or I guess you could call a friend to come and help you if you can get through to them. But say you call 911. So the 911 dispatcher has to hang up from talking with you and then call the Coast Guard themselves. Then they will likely be only able to give them an approximate location of where you might be. Now, if you can afford to sit and wait, that may be fine. But if you are on a sinking boat, or if someone is injured, this costs time that you may not be able to afford. Cell phones are also generally not that waterproof, and if a phone gets seriously wet, it might not work. Your next option is the VHF radio. You should always have one on your boat because it does two very important things for you. It allows you to call the Coast Guard directly, and the radio itself gives off a signal that allows the Coast Guard to triangulate your approximate location. So if you can't tell them where you are, they can still find you. This is a really great low-cost option. You can buy a VHF radio that you can wire into the electrical system on your boat and just keep it there, or else you can buy a portable, battery-operated version that you can carry with you. This might be great for kayakers. The final option that I'm going to talk about here is kind of the big kahuna of rescue alert devices, and that is the EPIRB, the Emergency Position Indicating Radio Beacon device. These are a bit pricey, but under $1,000, but their value, especially in a boat out in the ocean, is worth every penny. An EPIRB is a device about the size of a loaf of bread that is registered to you and to your boat. It can be water-activated, so you don't even have to activate it yourself if the boat begins to sink. It automatically sends a satellite signal to the Coast Guard that tells them it's you and with the exact location of your vessel. This allows the Coast Guard to reach you with the least amount of delay. They also have personal EPIRBs that you can carry on your body, which cost a bit less. So if you're interested in this, you can Google it and find out what the options are. So those are the three main options for getting help on the water. I'm personally thinking about all these things because I'm getting ready to put my own boat in the water, a boat that has not been in the water in years. And I have spent time thinking about things like, what would I do if the boat suddenly started taking on water and began to sink? This is a reasonable thing for a boat owner to think about, since the integrity of the boat's hull is absolutely essential to staying afloat. And most boats have what they call through-hull fittings for plumbing and, say, depth-sounding devices and other things where water can enter if a seal failed. So it's important to think about these things and to plan ahead so that you can rise to the occasion if something goes wrong. The people you're taking out on your boat will greatly appreciate your attention to detail, as will you if you are a guest on someone else's boat. That way you can all relax and have a good time. Oh, and while you're at it, put on your life jacket. They have some great ones now that aren't bulky, and they'll save your life in the event you suddenly end up in the water. You'll look cool with it on, and oh yeah, you'll live. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.